Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. A public call for art has resulted in a large two-gallery exhibit opening in Duluth today, Wednesday, March 8th, for International Women's Day. WTF, or as some have called it, What the Feminist, opens tonight at 7 p.m. at 3 West Studio on Superior Street with an overflow at the Prove Gallery, just a half a block up the hill. The exhibit, organized by local graphic designer and painter Stacey Renee, along with the DAI, celebrates feminist actions and women's art. She joins us to share more about the show. Tell us about your role and tell us about the show.
Actually, it was started at Studio 3 West and has expanded to the Prove, so in combination with the Duluth Art Institute and the Feminist Action Collective, the show actually was an idea that I had shortly after the March on Washington. So it did start out at Studio 3 West, and it has grown so big that we did extend it and move it into the Prove as well. Studio 3 West is a fantastic venue for art, and it's managed by Drew Digby. It's kind of a new space. I had my first show there in December. And then when I had the idea for this show, I approached Drew to see if he would be willing to host it, and he is.
What are we looking forward to in this show?
Well, it was an open call for anyone in Duluth who is an artist or just an artist by night or students or anyone who actually wanted to voice their opinion about feminist actions that or things that they've seen, just being able to express themselves through art. I'm sure there's a lot going on that people just really want to express themselves. So we did an open call, and the response has been incredible. Like I said, we've had over, I think yesterday we logged in 108 different pieces. So it's very exciting and so big we had to go to two galleries.
108 pieces of work. Are they predominantly by women, or what is the response from the community?
Yes, they are predominantly by women, but there's also pieces, you know, for men as well. Anyone can be a feminist. It's all about supporting women. And the pieces range from display of signs that were used in the marches to paintings by local artists, well-known local artists, to ceramics. We have some sculptures. We have just about every form of art medium that you can think of. There's a quilt. There's student work. The stories have been amazing. People walking in the door, just saying, I had this piece that I started 9 years ago, and I hadn't been able to finish it, so you gave me a deadline and a place to show it.
Do you have a piece in the show?
I have actually three pieces. So I did some photography at the March on Washington in Washington, D.C. So it's more journalistic style photography is one of the things I do as well. I have a painting in there, and I have a mixed media piece as well. So the opening is on International Women's Day, which is March 8th. It's open from 7 to 9 that night, and we expect that many of the artists will be there. Both Studio West and the Prove will be open, and so you can start in one place and walk around the corner and go see the rest of it in the other. And I hope also to have a documentarian there, so we're kind of going to try to document this event as well.
Well, I have a more political question here. Mm-hmm. What do you say when or if people attribute labels to this fresh feminist movement as being purely partisan?
Mm-hmm. I say that feminism is for everyone. And again, it's just women's rights are human rights, and it's looking for equality, and anyone, as I said before, can be a feminist and should be.
Thanks for joining us here on Radio Gallery.
Great. Thank you for having me.
The opening reception for WTF happens tonight, Wednesday, March 8th, from 7 to 9 p.m., and the show is up through March with gallery hours Thursday and Friday, 4 to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 11 to 4. More information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.